this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Superintendent of Frankfort Centralia Vermilion, Joel Bickford, and new Principal of Axel Public Schools, Whitney McGinnis. Joel talks about what has been going on in the district.
Well, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We never rest over here. The biggest thing as far as within our buildings, we did apply for and receive the Patterson Grant, and that's going to we're going to use that to fund our Grow Your Own Teacher Recruitment Program. That'll give us access to student teachers, and it's a mechanism that we can pay the student teacher and probably for the teacher salary in their first year so that we have a good chance of retaining them from student teacher to teacher. So we're pretty excited in that. We do have two teachers that are going to be affected by that within the district, and it's going to also follow on for the next year. It's the second year with our no cell phone policy in the classroom, so that's kind of big, and we also have our strategic plan review going on. We had our first meeting last night in Frankfort, and we'll have one on the 13th tonight in Centralia. So we're excited about that because we're pushing out our long-range vision or our roadmap for the future to our patrons on both sides of the district.
Being the new principal, Whitney wants to stay connected to the community.
So far, it's been great just getting to meet people coming in for enrollment or open house, just kind of randomly at different meetings and things. I will be at all kinds of things. So getting to see games and meet people, touch base with parents at a football game or a volleyball game, as well as they'll get a weekly newsletter from me that has information on, you know, what's coming up or things that are happening around the building. So there'll be lots of ways that people will hear from me and kind of know what's going on over at Axel.
Both schools have some improvements as well.
The summertime, typically, we have a lot moving forward in projects. On the Frankfort side, we had to do a fire alarm upgrade. And I know it's not the sexiest sounding, but you know, the last time it was upgraded was in 1988. So if you think about it, we were due. And with that getting done on one side of the district, the other side of the district on Centralia, we have our playground that will be fully ADA compliant. And that's scheduled to finish, I believe, the 19th. It got delayed with all the rain because there was an extensive amount of concrete work involved. And also then on John Riggins Field, we are getting new football lights for our field. And we're really excited. We like to say we're going to have Friday nights that are even brighter. So we got those going on over in Centralia.
So it's been a unique situation because we also have a brand new superintendent this year. And so for me, everything is brand new. So it's kind of fun to learn how things are operating and what's happening around the district. Our maintenance and janitorial staff has been hard at work over the summer trying to get things repaired and upgraded and things done to get the school year kicked off. And then we do have, from a curriculum standpoint, we have a new middle school science curriculum, so we're excited to give that, get that into the classroom and get that into the hands of the kids and the teachers so that they can start implementing all of that.
They both are looking forward to the new school year.
You know, I guess I'm always looking forward to seeing the students come in our doors. We have the best students in the world. So when they come in and they're excited and happy, we want to keep that same enthusiasm. If we can maintain it for just as long as we can and, you know, create just the perfect ultimate learning space for our learners because, you know, we have the best kids, but we are excited to get them back. I know I was talking to several teachers today in all of our buildings, and everyone is anxious to see the students.
Getting to meet everybody and getting to know the kids, it's been fun over the last couple weeks. As parents come in, you know, they'll bring their kids with them for different things. And getting to know the kids, getting to be part of what they're doing, getting to watch the activities that they're doing, getting to see them in the classroom, and really just meeting people. That's, I feel like, what most of this year is just going to consist of is just meeting people and getting to know them, getting to know their, you know, the families and getting to know the community and getting to be part of the community here in Axel that's so insanely supportive of the school and everything that's happening up here, the faculty, the students, everything that is taking place. And so just getting to be part of that is something I'm looking forward to.
I would like to thank Joel Bickford and Whitney McGinnis for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.